Chapter 4 of Endearing Endurance by Steve Caresser. Copyright by E-Printed Books, 2011. The Caresser's First Romance. Near the end of sixth grade, at the request of his daughter, a dairy farmer invited me to a party at his house on a Saturday. Chaz, unbeknown to me, had her eyes on me all year long, and she wanted to get to know me better. This was the first time I had ever been invited anywhere, and I was out for fun. When I stepped through the door, Chaz greeted me by quickly grabbing my hand and slowly walking me to a large outdoor deck. There was decoration set up everywhere. Two barbecue grills and three fold-out tables with chairs were setting on each end of the deck. There were grown-ups cooking hamburgers, hot dogs, and steaks on them. The center of the deck was open for dancing, and they had oldies music playing and four brave classmates dancing away. 20 children from my sixth grade class was present and having a blast. Chaz led me over to one of the chairs and said, "Steve, please have a seat. You really look good in all black." As I sat down, I replied, "Thanks, Chaz. You look wonderful in that yellow dress, and you have a really nice home here." And Chaz said, "Steve, just sit back and relax. I'll be right back." So I sat back, watching the brave dancers in the middle of the deck. The next thing I knew, here come Chaz carrying two plates full of an assortment of foods and handing me one. She smiled so invitingly and said, "I hope you like our food. I made you a plate so you could relax." "Thank you so much, Chaz. It all looks really good." Chaz sat down snugly next to me as we ate our food. We talked about how nice the summer was going to be. Chaz kept including me in her up-and-coming summer, and I really liked the idea, too. You know, I had never learned to dance. I had no lessons. I had not even practiced or attempted to dance in my life. But that music was filling my uncontrollable feet, and I had this very strong urge to dance. When Chaz and I had finished eating, she took our paper plates to the trash and returned and stood up next to me watching the dancers. "Oh, Steve, they're having so much fun." I finally couldn't sit any longer. I stood next to Chaz, and Chaz said, "Steve, at a party like this one, you're supposed to find a girl and ask her to dance. Do you see one out there you would like to dance with?" I looked out over the crowd and quickly turned to Chaz and said, "Chaz, no one has been as nice to me as you. Would you like to dance with me?" "Oh, Steve, I was really hoping you would choose me. I accept. Let's dance." I took Chaz by the hand, and when we started walking toward the dance floor, they put on a hard driving song. We really hit the floor, and side comments were popping up all around us. "Man, they can really dance." I still to this day do not understand why, but when someone brags on me, I fall apart inside. My mind and my body tends to separate and go different directions. I grabbed Chaz's hand and swung her in a beautiful circle, and when I I let go, I stumbled backwards into one of the barbecue grills and turned it over onto the deck. Hamburgers, hot dogs, and steaks went everywhere. Oh, and let's not forget all the hot charcoal that burst into flames. The cooks ran for the fire extinguishers, and the whole crowd, the adults, and 20 of my sixth grade classmates stood silently staring at me. I was so embarrassed, I ran off the deck and ran all the way home. I never saw Chaz again, and my public dancing was never no more. Thank you for listening and getting to know the author, Steve Caresser. You have a good day.